1,000 years ago, deep in the darkest jungles of the Amazon, the ancient Incas discovered the mystical vine to brew up the sacred, psychoactive, hallucinogenic drink, the holy ayahuasca, 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 ayahuasca.
Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 59. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. This show is being released on Monday, January 4, 2010. My interview with Josh Homan was recorded on November 16, 2009. And Happy New Year, everybody, and I hope your holidays were good ones. Is ayahuasca tourism as dangerous as some claim? What are the real dangers of ayahuasca tourism, and what are the benefits? How do shamanic ideas spread? What is dog shamanism? What are the differences between tourist use of ayahuasca and that of local peoples? How does tobacco play into Amazonian shamanism? And what is the holistic approach to ayahuasca? Today my guest is Josh Homan, who has been researching ayahuasca shamanism in Peru for a number of years. Josh is a grad student from Kansas University at Lawrence. And for this and every interview, please listen to podcast number 49 and 50 as prerequisites, which are the Trivium and Quadrivium with Gino Denning. A number of people got upset over the Zarlinga interview who had not even read his book or studied his material yet, which is always surprising when we go into so much detail on this show on the importance of studying someone's work before you attack it. So please, instead of attacking the messenger, study the research and attack the research specifically. And I still have copies of John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross softcover edition available if you would like one of those. Allegro's book was one of the most controversial books written in the last century and is back in print again for the first time in 25 years. So don't forget to get your copy. And this is the 40th anniversary edition, updated with a preface by yours truly, a foreword by Judith Ann Brown, and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Rock from Boston University. Upcoming shows, I have Robert Forty, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion. Also coming up will be Steve Bayer, the author of Singing to the Plants, which is a fantastic read. And on the 28th, I have scheduled John Taylor Gatto to delve further into education and the trivium. And I'm now playing the last of the interviews that will be going into the Entheogen book project. We've gotten a lot of that finished, and about half of it is already finished with the edit process, maybe a little bit more. But we still need a couple of the transcripts transcribed, so if you could contact me with help for that, if you have time, please feel free to contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. Your assistance is much appreciated on that. And also don't forget to check out the new t-shirts that Iman has hooked us up with on the Cafe Press link at the top of the Gnostic Media store page on the website. We've got a new Which Would Jesus Do t-shirt, as well as Sinner t-shirt and a number of others from the Canterbury Psalter that are a good laugh and conversation piece. I'm sure it'll stir some good controversy no matter where you wear it. I've been actually wearing mine out, and I've gotten quite positive remarks on it, which so far nobody's actually gotten upset over it, which is a good thing. And if you would like to donate directly, please go to gnosticmedia.com and click on the donation button at the top of the website. And this week, my love and thanks goes out to Jeff, Jen, Neil, Oscar, Ryan, Patrick, and Greg for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you, so thank you so much. And this show is run mostly on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of our books or DVDs or the She Who Remembers audio archives, you help to continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And we're still offering 25% off of most items on the Gnostic Media website, including the books, DVDs, She Who Remembers, audio archives, everything except for Allegro's book. And so if you would like to get that, that is still available. And of course, my love and thanks goes out to everyone who has purchased an item from the website or made a donation. Much thanks to all of you and much love as well. And once again, happy holidays, happy new year. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by the host, myself, or Gnostic Media. If you'd like to go to the website is www.gnosticmedia.com. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C media.com. Contact me directly at contact@gnosticmedia.com. Thanks for listening and thank you for your support. Josh, welcome to Gnostic Media's podcast. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, and I wanted to have you on the show because you've been down in South America, and especially Peru, doing a lot of research that pertains to a lot of the information that's been presented on the show here. And I thought since you've had sort of a personal interaction and experience that you would be the best person to present the information, and you were actually recommended to me to come on the show by Professor John Hupps at Kansas University. So why don't you start from there and tell us a little bit about your background and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, my name is Josh Homan, and I was born in Salina, Kansas. Right now I'm living in Lawrence, Kansas. I have a bachelor's degree in anthropology from the University of Kansas, and right now I'm working on my master's in medical anthropology and hoping to finish up that in the next few months or so.
And why did you choose to study anthropology?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. I kind of bounced around in the beginning of my college career from film to computer science and stuff, but I got into anthropology mainly through my now advisor, Bartholomew Dean. I had taken a class with him, and he really turned me on to it. But there were some other things, like I attended a spiritualist church in my youth and up through my adolescence. And also, I was in pretty extreme poverty during the 90s. So there was a bunch of things I wanted to look at through an anthropological lens, and kind of just fell into it.
Why ayahuasca? What led you into that area?
Well, this also comes from my upbringing in the spiritualist church, but also I had a really strong interest in entheogens in my adolescence. You know, I was 15 or 16 in the middle of nowhere in Kansas, and there was an abundance of LSD, and I experimented quite a bit and found it quite fascinating. When I was in college, I started listening to Terrence McKenna and his lectures and started reading his books, and that really turned me on to it. But once again, Bartholomew Dean kind of strung me, or kind of brought me to study ayahuasca, in that he started talking about his experiences with it while he was doing field work with the Udadina in the Chambira Basin in Peru. And what he was talking about was just, it was insane, the things he was talking about, just the various experiences he had. And then I was just like, wow, this is absolutely fascinating. I had to go find out what it was.
What were some of the experiences he described to you?
Well, he would just talk about, there was one particular experience he had. He was with his, at that time, with his wife, and they were drinking ayahuasca with some shaman in the chamber. I don't know exactly where, but he talked about the journey of it, the physical, how do I say it? just like the physical journey, the